Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. This being Monday, so it's time for Other Shit, Side Pig, Tadpig, whatever Monday. A show that happens twice a week, where two to three old guys talk about old games and interesting games. Just games. And boners. I'm your beard host, Tyler, and I've got a story about my friend, Ashley Shake.
Yeah.
That we talked about on the show.
Right. Why would you tell a story about him?
I just love him so much. I just feel like I need to talk about him. That's important to me.
Okay, all right.
Ashley Shake and I, we met in the third grade, but we weren't really friends until like the fourth grade when we both went to 4-H camp. And I've only been to two camps in my life ever because my first one was such a horrible, horrible experience. That being
4-H. Hockey camp.
4-H. Shit, I would fucking love hockey camp. Or space camp, go on Nick Arcade, win a trip to space camp.
Yeah.
That'd been awesome.
Fuck yes.
But 4-H camp, Shake and I ended up just randomly assigned. Our bunks were next to each other. And we really didn't know anybody else. Josh Nance happened to be with us, but he was on the other side of the house, the camp.
I'm imagining Camp Anawana. I don't know what 4-H camp looks like, but that's what I'm imagining.
Imagine Camp Anawana, but with like 20 beds.
Okay.
And he was on the opposite side from us. So we could see him, but we really didn't know who he was.
You didn't know him at the time?
No.
Okay, that's weird to think about.
Yeah. But so we got along. We knew each other from having class together the previous year. So we got to be friends.
You and Ashley Shake.
Me and Ashley Shake. Ashley Shake and I.
Okay.
And we ended up, we hung out all throughout that week. And then near the end, there was this guy named Chuck, who, real bad temper, he kept getting in fights with everybody at 4-H camp, and Shake accidentally spilled his Coke on his sheets, and he was so scared that he was going to get in a fight with Chuck, and Chuck was going to beat him up. He saw that I saw it, and he's like, Tyler, you cannot tell Chuck that I spilled on his bed.
Okay, I think Shake wants to talk, so okay. I think we need the cat out of the bag, because I'm getting some really sad eyes from Shake.
Okay.
He's writing me notes. He's like, no intro?
Yeah, so am I supposed to talk yet, or what's going on, guys?
Yeah, scoot up to the mic, though.
You can.
I mean, the reason you're telling a story about me is because I'm here now, right?
Get close to the mic. There you go.
You sound better.
So people can hear you.
Yeah.
The reason you're telling the story about me is because I'm here, right?
Yeah.
You didn't?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, am I supposed to keep it secret? And then you're going to be like, you know what, Ashley Shake's
keep
here
it today secret.
Or something.
Keep it safe.
I mean, that's what I was wanting to do, but that's over now.
You should have told me that in advance.
That's over now.
That's not how
it's
we roll.
It's just like with the peppermint mocha. We bought him a peppermint mocha from McDonald's today. We're like, what do you want, Tyler? He's like, peppermint mocha, large. And we get there, and we're like, one peppermint mocha, large, please. And they're like, do you want whole milk or 2% milk? We're like,
No milk.
No milk.
No milk. No.
And she's like, it's not a peppermint mocha if you don't order milk.
She had
and we're like, oh,
it.
Okay.
She had explained to me,
well,
that it's not a mocha without milk. And I was like,
it's true.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, Tyler probably doesn't want the calories, but it's going to taste a fuckload better if we get whole milk. So make it whole milk.
Yeah.
So.
That's good. That's
what's in
we
there.
Were through.
Because not
a
until
loop.
Monday am I worried about calories.
Okay.
So
right.
Tyler's throwing us through loops. He's throwing us into things and he's not preparing us for them yet.
All right. Well, Ashley Shake.
All right. So, back to the 4-H camp story. Okay. Go
so
ahead.
You were so worried about Chuck getting in a fight with you that you're like, don't tell anybody. And I like very sarcastically, oh, I'm not going to tell anybody. Tyler, I'm serious. Don't tell him. Oh, I won't, Shake. I won't. And you got so angry at my sarcasm, we got in a fight because he was worried about getting in a fight. So the fight lasted, like, I remember, like, hitting each other, but Shake remembers me, like, juggernaut charging him into a wall and just, like, pinning him there, like, flailing until one of the counselors came over and broke it up. And we were forced to, like, pick up 50 cans each all around camp. And one of the counselors told us, why don't you just go get in the trash can?
Ugh
told us. Well, this other counselor named Josh told us, just get him out of the trash can. So I was like, oh, that's a good idea. So that's what we did. And then the director of the camp was like, you found these awfully fast. I was like, yeah, we just got him out of the trash can. He's like, why'd you get him out of the trash can? I was like, oh, because Josh told us to. And then that he fucking had it out for me from then on.
The counselor did?
Oh, man. He made my week there.
Well,
hell.
He was trying to help you out, hell. And then you fucked
him. I had no idea. Right. Yeah. I had no clue it was bad. Like, we weren't supposed to do that.
It's so smart.
I apologized to him. Like, he just did not care. Like, every night, like, you're out, you know, in the woods playing basketball on gravel. You get cuts and stuff like that. So every night, he would, when I was asleep, he would open up my sleeping bag and spray off in all my cuts every night.
Wow, holy.
Like, yeah, crap. I mean, all the bad duties and details, and like, I mean, he just made it as bad as possible for me that whole week. And I've only been like, I went to one other church camp, and I mean, camps are just over for me.
So he's allied with the Goodmans of T-ball fame.
Yes, exactly. But that's how Ashley Shake and I became friends.
I like that story. I'm also very fond of Ashley Shake, and I will always remember the good times that were had at your bachelor party, because that's when Shake taught me how to unlock the potential of bananas.
I ate
so many goddamn bananas during your bachelor party.
In every picture, you and Shake both have bananas. Yeah.
So I've got that photograph I know of that I'm going to post in the show notes where I am ridiculously happy holding a banana. I've got my other arm around Shake, who is, you may also have a banana. Mm-hmm.
Every picture, you guys have bananas. I'm serious.
Like, there's a photograph from on the balcony looking down, and we both have bananas in our hands.
You're on the couch in like a friend's house. We're just hanging out. Like, everybody has beers. You guys have bananas.
It's like someone came in and photoshopped red cups out of our hands and put bananas in.
Well, before I add some commentary, am I going to get an intro or what's going on?
Because
I've listened to Tadpog before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When Josh was on it, you gave an intro.
That was a pretty good intro.
That's our intro.
They don't even know who I am. If they're just not really.
We just told two great stories.
Yeah,
they know
stories about Ashley Shake.
But do they know where I live?
I was going to tell.
Do they know where I live, or you know why I'm here?
Do you know how much we've talked about you on this podcast already?
Then everyone listening knows you're from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you got a new fan who just clicked on this podcast, and he's like. I clicked on this thing to hear about games, but they just started talking about some Ashley Shake, and I was like 4-H camp, and I just turned it off, right?
Well, that's who we want to attract. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We want to attract the people who come for the games but stay for the not games.
Yep. We're like Jeff Foxworthy. That's what it is with the redneck bits. But because I was going to tell a story, you tell a story. Oh, hey, look who's actually here, except for this portal from Japan.
Oh.
It's our friend Ashley Shake.
You didn't tell me that in advance. That only works if you tell me in advance.
I shouldn't have to. We said we tell it and then throw it to you.
No.
See,
you should have planned this.
We're not super strict. Nah. We don't roll like that.
Mm. This is lawless United States.
I want it perfectly choreographed.
This is not Japan precision that we're running here. This is sloppy.
This is America's sloppy. Yeah. This is like factory
half-ass
nonsense.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're very glad to have you on the show.
Yeah, we are very happy to have our friend flown in from Japan for 2 weeks that he does every year, Ashley Shake.
It's bro time.
So that's right. Raised in Kentucky, but living in Japan.
I'll post the video of our local
you can post that.
News.
Yeah, that's really good
our local
too,
news
yeah.
calling you in Japan after the earthquake to interview you.
Yeah, after the 2011 earthquake. Yeah, a little more detail, Tyler. You're not going to know which earthquake. There's earthquakes in Japan all the time. Big March 2011 earthquake.
Well, we only really heard about one of them, and that was that one.
That's true. That's the only one that we've heard about.
It was the radiation earthquake.
When you say
earthquake.
The earthquake, that's what it means.
My Google alert is not tuned to Japanese earthquakes, so I only know about the one.
So to add a little bit of more depth to your two stories, because I'm not sure if the listeners really grasp them, but
they're pretty smart.
With the 4-H one, basically, before that, me and Tyler were just acquaintances, basically. So not really good friends. So that fight, and I've kind of been telling Tyler this on the trip, about how good things come from bad things.
Okay.
So like, one time I had all of my magic cards in this bag. I put them on top of my car.
Right.
Then I drove off, and then all the magic cards went out, you know? So that was like, you know, probably, I don't want to say $1,000, but a lot of money in magic cards.
Because they were real cards. They weren't proxies.
Yeah, they were real cards. And so that was when we're starting to get back into magic too. And I remember calling Tyler, as I do when I have a crisis, and I said, Tyler, what do I do? This is awful, you know? And he didn't, you know, he can't help me, but he's as a best friend should, he just kind of talked me in, you know, and said, that sucks, man. I'm so sorry for you. Yeah, and I never found those cards. I want to know who did, you know?
Somebody opened up a bag.
Yeah, if they sold them or what. But
probably some jock is like, what the fuck are these?
But the good thing that came from that was then I started thinking about proxies. And how, you know, we could print them out in color and we wouldn't have to worry about paying
magic
for cards.
Magiccards.info.
Yeah. Yeah, and so suddenly magic just opened up and became 10 times better
yeah.
and a million times cheaper yeah. because of that bad thing. So because of that fight between me and Tyler, we became friends because we bonded over, you know, picking up the cans
mm-hmm.
at 4-H camp because it sucked. It was real hot and it was boring and didn't have anything else to do but talk and make friends again, right? So
yeah, if that hadn't happened, then we wouldn't have free magic playing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so that could be a 4-H camp commercial or something, right?
Yeah.
That could be like me and Tyler, we were just acquaintances, but then we got in a fight at 4-H camp.
I want you
to
do...
But the power of the 4-H made us friends to this day.
I want you to do a dramatic reenactment in your current age. Like, don't hire child actors to play it out. I want you to play it.
Don't change our voices, you mean?
Yeah, don't change anything.
Wear the very same, small clothes.
Yeah, wear the same clothes you were wearing.
But and then Dave's story is... Because I'm really big on supplements. I'm trying to get everyone on fish oil, all my friends. And the ones that I've convinced really admit it makes a difference. And so with bananas, Dave was just like complaining like, oh, I feel crappy or I feel bad, you know. And he saw me eating bananas and I think he said, does they really help? You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'll get you one, man. Just try it. And I could tell you're really 50-50 on trying it, but you're like, oh, what the hell? It's Tyler's bachelor party, right?
Yeah.
And you tried it.
Throw caution to the wind.
And then it was just
40
like...
40 bananas.
It was just like giving you a, you know, if you were Mario and you got the mushroom or something, you were just like, wow, this is great. And I remember you just way more perky.
Yeah,
and
I loved it.
All the time.
I wish I had one now.
Do you still eat bananas?
I do. I don't have one right now.
How often do you eat them?
Not as often as it is bachelor party.
I see.
Because that was like, I just wanted to get drunk on bananas. I wanted to see if it was possible.
You needed the energy. You don't need that much energy in your everyday life. Right. Just for like bachelor party.
Bachelor parties, that's when I need
cabin bananas. Weekends, we might get some like a bunch of bananas.
I think we should get several bunches.
Thank
we'll
you
just set it up like Donkey Kong.
And we'll play Donkey Kong the whole weekend and just eat bananas.
I think eating one banana every day really helps. And it's important to do it on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Because actually, and this is kind of gross, but if you eat a banana on top of your food for dessert, it stays.
Like put it on top of your food?
Like you would say you eat a bunch of food and it's in your stomach and then you eat a banana and then that goes on top of the food, right, in your stomach.
That makes sense.
And it takes a while to digest and it actually ferments and kind of rots in your stomach. So you want to eat it first on an empty stomach, get in that stomach acid, get it digested, you know, and then put the other food on top of it. So everyone listening, if you feel crappy or if you feel bad and you're not sure why, you try Tylenol and you try this and you try
probably
that.
Rotten bananas.
I'm saying try eat a banana first. And the way you should eat it is eat it on an empty stomach.
I was eating a banana for breakfast every day last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I need to get some more bananas.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that there's a banana crisis and that in the future there won't be any bananas for us to eat.
Because they're being wiped out by a disease.
So it's true.
I didn't know this. Well, banana prices are still the same last time I checked.
And it's like, it's almost impossible to get potassium from somewhere else, right?
It's hard.
There's weird foods. Like, actually, sweet potato has the most potassium.
That's
true.
I forgot about
that.
But I hate sweet potatoes.
That's weird, right?
I hate sweet potatoes.
You can't get those at a gas station, right?
Mm-mm.
And then
they're not that basket for you just to take for 95 cents.
So, since y'all didn't prepare no intro for me, you're confident that everyone knows me. I'll just give a little introduction of myself, though.
Yep. Okay, please.
My name is Ashley Thomas Shake. I'm 29 years old. Grew up in Marshall County, basically. But I claim Paducah because no one knows Marshall County. And went to Murray State. Had no interest in foreign languages going to Murray State. I remember Tyler and Josh were like, yeah, I'm going to take this foreign language. I'm going to take this. And I'm like, not me. I'm not interested in it at all. And
why weren't you interested in it?
I think, and this is with a lot of students in America, you take Spanish, and if you hate it, you automatically assume you're going to hate all foreign languages, you know? And I didn't really like Spanish.
Okay.
You probably had a little bit of a predisposition to Japanese because of video games. Like,
maybe.
Man, I wish I'd have spoken just so I could play these awesome games or never come to America.
Maybe, but to be honest, I was determined not to take any foreign languages when I was in Murray. And then I saw Japanese people for the first time, and I basically met people from outside of America for the first time in my entire life. And, you know, that was kind of mind-blowing. And then when I saw Japanese people talk, I thought it was pretty impressive. I thought it sounded cool. So I was like, well, to get a BA, you have to take, a certain level of foreign languages at most schools. And so if I'm going to have to take one, then, you know, I'll take Japanese. So I took it. The more I liked it, the more I studied it, the more I liked it. Like, there's a lot of different ways just to say yourself, I, in English. Where in English, it's I and me,
right?
But in Japanese, like, there's watashi, watakushi, boku, ore, uchi, atashi. There's, like, you know, 9 or 10 different ways, and each one has a different nuance and way that you use it.
Like, give me an example. What, like, of one of those?
Like, I kind of explained this to Tyler one time. I remember, if I met Tyler's younger brother, Ryan, I'm not close to Ryan, and he's younger than me.
Okay.
So when he speaks to me, he would probably say boku.
Okay.
As myself, which is masculine, but it's soft.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want to be so too polite, which is watashi, but he doesn't want to be too rough. Okay. And say ore.
So he's essentially showing you that he respect. Thinks you're dominant.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. It's not really about dominance, it's just it's respect. Oh, okay. You know, things like that. And so I thought that was really cool because we don't have that in English at all, right?
No.
And
we have you call someone Mr. or Lord. We have a little bit.
That's true.
We have a little bit.
You could say sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
or bitch. If you're talking down to somebody.
And then the Japanese government.
Which you shouldn't do. We shouldn't call anyone.
Wait a minute. Does Tadpog endorse calling women bitches? Did it just come out now?
Actually, women, anybody.
We're divided.
Another Tadpog controversy. Another Tadpog controversy.
Ignited by Ashley Schoen.
My little brother will just call bitch Ryan.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to appreciate that. Does he listen?
He listens more to the intros, the stories, and then he stops.
So he'll probably
He's a Brandon.
This. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So anyway, so I studied abroad.
Yeah.
Studied for 2 years. I remember we had a pizza party for me before I left.
Mm-hmm.
And those were good times. And came back. Tyler, the first thing Tyler did was show me his iPhone. Because that was a big deal, you know? And actually, it's really not that different from the new, 6 years later with iPhones now.
Yeah.
And he was turning it sideways, and I could see the website sideways. Mm-hmm. I remember that. And finished up my school and then went back to Japan after I graduated. So I come back every year. And I do my best to listen to Tadpog when I'm on the train. So it's a 19-minute shot from my apartment to where I work.
Okay.
Straight shot. And that's when I listen to Tadpog in the Tokyo subway. So
commuting.
I don't know how many other listeners there are in the Tokyo subway, but you know you have one.
Millions.
Listening to him.
Millions.
And because
I like that.
Because I listen to him in 19-minute segments, I'm not going at the speed that you guys want me to, probably. So I'm still going through the oldies, but...
Go at your own pace.
The length of your intro has almost at the same time it would take you to get to work.
So when you listen to this, you can just stop right here if you want. But I'm glad to have you on the show, and I want to ask you a question. How are you enjoying your coffee?
It's good. It's good. Actually, it was a little bit too hot at first.
Yeah.
And
cat's tongue.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. You were telling me about this on
the
iPad.
Do you know about the cat's tongue, Tyler?
Mm-mm.
Did I tell you this?
Mm-mm.
You don't know about the cat's tongue?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty awesome.
So, they feel like sandpaper.
Well, yeah.
That's all I know.
But I guess apparently they don't like hot things.
Yeah, apparently. So in Japanese, if you can't drink or eat temperature hot food or drinks, you say I got the cat's tongue in Japanese, which is neko jita. Neko means cat and jita means tongue.
Okay.
And so... we don't have that expression in English. I guess I could come back to Kentucky and start saying, oh, I got the cat's tongue. It could start catching on.
I'm
going to
start saying it.
Because it makes sense.
I'm going to spread it.
I don't think cats really do like hot
stuff. You'll never have to say it, though, because you like really temperature.
But you can ask people. Yeah, you can ask people, so do you got a cat's tongue? Or?
Yeah, when I'm eating my 300-degree Mexi roll, I can be like, what's wrong, man? You got the cat's tongue?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I don't have? Cat's tongue. I don't have it.
I got the monkey's tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we were saying that is what's the... Because I also don't really like super cold stuff either. And in Japanese, they don't have a word for that. So at first I said inujita in Japanese, dog's tongue. But dogs love cold stuff, right? So
they like sweet stuff.
I think they like ice cream.
Ice cream.
They like antifreeze.
They'll lap it up, you know? That's not cold, Tyler.
They love antifreeze.
That's not cold.
It's the opposite of cold. It doesn't get cold.
Yeah.
It is an inherent property is that it does not get cold.
Comet used to always eat Michelle's ice cream, so I'm going to go ahead and rule that dogs love ice cream.
Okay, that's true. Okay. Mm. Fair point. So for this week, for Othership Monday...
They lived in San Francisco. just so we're keeping up with our sitcom.
That's where Brandon lives.
So
I wonder if he's seen the house.
The
I wonder
Tanners.
If you can go on the Full House tour and like go around their neighborhood and all the hot spots, the Full House, like you can do with the Friends and Sex and the City
I did
in
not
New
know
York.
That existed.
Yeah.
There's a Ghostbusters tour that I really want to do.
Mm.
It's like a kind of a do-it-yourself. You just download the map of all the locations of Ghostbusters and then you go.
Okay.
I really want to do
That's
that. Tadpog field trip.
But for this Othership Monday, Ashley Shake, we let you pick the game. So whatever you wanted, and we play it and we talk about it.
And you graciously gifted it to both of us.
I did.
So
we were extra compelled to play the game.
Yes. So thank you for that, first of all.
And I wanted to choose a game that fit what I thought was a Tadpog kind of theme of playing old games or old school games, old style games, Cave Story or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I always want to say I want to do Resident Evil 2 and stuff like that, but... You know, I thought Fist Puncher was really old school looking and stuff, so I thought it'd be a good one.
Okay, well, tell us about Fist Puncher and how you found Fist Puncher.
So on Steam, I'm a huge Steam user.
Yeah, you are.
I use Steam like people kind of use Facebook.
How many
games? I'm always liking Tyler's purchases, liking Dave's purchases. No one likes that. They don't say thanks for the like. You know, I write comments on your purchases, and sometimes you don't reply back.
I try to.
So
tell everyone how many games you have.
I've got about 500 plus.
Jesus.
And I've only
How much time in a week do you have to play the games?
No, hardly not. I work hard in Japan. So I've only beaten 3 games on my Steam. And Tyler knows which 3. Dave, do you know which 3?
No, I do not.
Can you take a guess?
BioShock Infinite.
Okay.
Yep.
Super House of Dead Ninja.
No, I didn't beat it.
You didn't beat it?
No, I haven't beat it.
Oh, dog. Then I don't know.
The one-handed ninja is too hard. I can't beat him.
Yeah, the one-handed ninja is really tough. Okay, so BioShock Infinite.
Don't stray far from that.
BioShock. Yep, yep. Uh-huh. And BioShock 2.
Yeah, that's right. Right. That's right. Those are the only 3 games I've beaten. Yeah.
Those are good games to finish.
Yeah.
And we're going to play you brought the BioShock Infinite board game.
Yeah, that's right. I bought the BioShock Infinite board game.
And we're going to play it tonight. I'm excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though none of us understand how to play it.
Yeah, because it looks hard.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But how did you find Fist Puncher?
Like, so it came up on Steam.
It feels like an unknown to me.
It came up on Steam somehow, and it was the same way I found House of Dead Ninjas or something. And it, you know, just looked old school, and you know, it had new school things mixed in it with like getting perks and leveling and stuff. And so I thought it sounded awesome. And games like BioShock, especially the BioShock 1 and 2, they're quite stressful at times because you got crazy people jumping out at you.
Yeah.
And I don't like playing that after work. I'm just really tired, and that just frazzles my nerves even more. So I want to play a game I can just kind of zone out on. So I was always keeping an eye out for those kind of games. And Fist Puncher looked like it hit the bill, so
yeah,
I bought it. And then it was cheap, you know, so I bought it for all you guys, too.
It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Super House of Dead Ninjas is the same way,
too. It was cheap, so I bought it for you guys. Yeah. I don't like you that much. I really spend money on you. Yeah. So it was cheap, I gave it. But it surprised me that you wanted to play this. I just did not expect this to be what you wanted to do.
I mean, I thought it was the quintessential Tadpog game because it's old-school graphics and stuff, and when I look at your Tadpog logo, it seems what it's about, and so I didn't just want to choose Resident Evil 2 just because that's the game that I want to talk about the most. Yeah. I want to choose one that is a good fit for the show. Okay. We still got maybe a year or so before Resident Evil 2 is considered old school enough, you know?
Okay. I don't know, man. I think it's pretty old school.
Looks pretty. I mean, it is PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Going back, it looks pretty bad.
I think the graphics still look great.
Okay.
All right. I respectfully disagree.
We do a little segment on this show called Dave Reads from Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like me to do that?
I didn't think it was possible, but yes.
Yeah, I didn't think it was on Wikipedia.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not. Yeah. So I just want to go ahead and get that out of the way.
Okay, good.
Anyone who's freaking out because we haven't done a Dave Reads from Wikipedia, this game does not have an entry on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. The train station is just empty.
They took off for New Year's. There was their New Year's resolution. No more trains.
Because this game is, of course, you know, like kind of a 8-bit, old-school style beat-em-up, side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Right.
And apparently not a lot of people have played it because information on it is basically just relegated to a few Steam forums.
Right.
Yeah.
So like,
and the Steam forums are dead.
Yeah.
I have the newest post as of today, January 4th, 2014. I have the hottest post on the Steam forums. I'm saying, what's your favorite character to use and why? And I've gotten 2 replies.
No
one's replied in like over a week. Yeah.
I can read the description off of Steam.
Okay.
If you'd like.
That sounds good.
So, Dave Reads from Steam?
Dave Reads from Steam.
Okay.
That works.
Return to the glory days of side-scrolling beat-em-ups, courtesy of developers Team 2-Bit and Adult Swim Games.
Mm-hmm.
The sinister milkman holds the city of Las Cruces in his nasty criminal grip, and it's up to the legendary black belt neurosurgeon, Doctor. That's all it says.
Because it's Dr. Karate.
Okay. It just says Doctor. It says DR period.
So the person was like, no one's playing this game.
Shit.
I'm done.
Shit. I got to go home. Full House is about to come on.
But really, this, because I've only played this with you, Shake. When you came in, like the first night you got here, like we sat down, had some drinks and just played through it. Kind of having a quiet night. You were still kind of tired getting in. It was really fun for us to play through like that. And then when Jacob came in, we tried to resume playing it, and it was not as fun. But then when we played it last night, just you and I, under the same circumstances in which you came in, it was fun again. So I think from what...
Jacob makes it unfun.
Jacob is clearly Tadpog's adversary. Yeah.
Well, we were trying to replay levels to get Jacob leveled
up.
Yeah,
and that's a fault with the game. Yeah,
this game has no replayability. It is fun the first time you go through it, and after that, not at all. Not at all.
I think it's probably fun if you only play with another person.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I played single player, granted, for 30 minutes. But I didn't enjoy it. That's why I only played it for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to talk a little bit more about the background of the game, because we've never necessarily said what system it's for. We've talked about Steam. It's only for Steam.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for 3DS or... Because I remember...
Well, it was the miniature version where you could just be two characters.
Was a Flash game or something?
Well, a Flash game on AdultSwim.com.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it expanded into a... I guess it was popular enough on there that now it's a full retail
game. And it feels like a Flash game.
Yeah, it does.
Well, so Super House of the Dead Ninjas, same way, actually. It started off as a Flash only.
See, that one doesn't feel like a Flash game at all to me.
And so, because I remember when you were talking about SteamWorld Dig in a podcast, I kept on waiting to hear what system is it for, and it never came out. So it's only on Steam, right? We're going to get that out.
Nicole, actually, she commented on that, too, that we missed it on SteamWorld Dig.
And it's a beat-em-up that is in the style of 8-bit beat-em-ups, kind of like Double Dragon or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But its overworld is like that of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, where you go from location to location, right? And I think, you know, that they do a really good job with the 8-bit graphics.
Yeah, it does look good.
And there's 17 characters, which, you know, I'll read in a minute. So there's a ton of characters, and it's old school music and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, all right, now that I think we've kind of painted the picture, is there anything else we need to add
for
people who don't know the game?
Because it's a simple theme, like the beat 'em up, because that's just the core of it. And there's not a lot of variation on that, but there are so many characters and unlockables and secrets and achievements. I mean, it's packed with a ton of content, but on kind of shaky foundation. But if you enjoy it, there's a lot there to enjoy.
So let's talk about the characters we chose then and why. So, Dave, do you want to start?
I chose the beekeeper
because
it seemed like she had a really awesome special ability.
You could tell she was female?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She has boobs.
Okay. Oh, I didn't see that. Right.
When I was scrolling through, I was like, that's who Dave's going to play.
Yeah.
Dave will play the beekeeper.
You knew? Yep. Why'd you know?
Because she has boobs.
So, well, it's the most absurd.
Yeah, she is the most absurd. Everyone else kind of looks like a random, like a regular 1980s Karate Kid style, like dojo goer. And then you've got a random ass beekeeper. So, yeah, you're right. That's why I chose her. And I like her special ability, which is to throw a bee like someone would throw a fireball. And the bee will fly around the enemy and do damage over time, which I really liked at first. I thought the concept was really, really cool because the bee is doing damage and then I could just go up to the enemy and, you know, punch them a few times and they die.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you choose, Shay?
Well, I chose the chick and Tyler chose the black guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that sounds terrible. I just called him the black guy. I'm not a racist, so... That's terrible.
I think the black guy is perfectly acceptable. I think his name
was Steroid Jackson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is kind of...
That's a lot more racist, I think, than you just called him the black guy.
But, no, speaking of that, I'll tell you guys a story that maybe you don't know, is the only time I've been kicked out of a black people-only party, actually.
Well, as you should be.
Well, what's going on with that? No.
You said a blacks-only party. So, yeah.
No, I don't think they should even exist. They said, well, if we had a whites-only party, that'd be terrible, right? That'd make national news. So it was this house party, and we just kind of, me and my friend Justin, we kind of wandered into it. And we were invited
by
a black person. Okay. And, you know, I was ready to have a good time. I had a backpack full of liquor, and I was ready to share it. And everyone starts kind of looking at us, you know, and it feels awkward. And we're just like, oh, man, you know, we got to kind of, you know, melt the ice or something. What's going on? And then the owner of the party, this, you know, this, I guess, late 20s girl, you know, says, y'all got to leave. And I was like, what? And I just was really upset. You know, this was like right after the election of Barack Obama, who I voted for. And so I just said, I voted for Barack Obama.
Oh, no.
I voted for Barack Obama. I was really indignant, and I was expecting I was expecting that to make a difference. And my friend Justin, who's a little bit more urban, he's lived in the big city and stuff, he was pulling me away. He's like, no, Shake, they don't care. It doesn't matter. And as he's pulling me down the stairs, I'm saying it more desperately. I voted for Barack Obama! Because what just happened at that party, I think, was the antithesis of his dream, you know? And, you know, I just... And him getting to be president and stuff, and then I'm getting kicked out of a black person party, I thought it was terrible. But I did vote for Barack Obama. And so
twice.
So I think that just kind of nullifies the fact that I forgot the name of Steroid Jackson.
So is that why you chose Steroid Jackson?
He did.
I chose Steroid Jackson.
You chose Steroid
Jackson. Steroid Jackson, all the characters have different traits, right? And moves. And he's the guy who has the most power and strength. And I like the humor in the game because it has a kind of an adult humor to it.
Yeah,
like,
there is a lot of humor, and I did enjoy that.
And Steroid Jackson. It's softened adult humor because there's not cursing, there's not a lot of sexual overtones, which I think would really be a boost to the game if they played into that. If they really played into that, it would have been a lot better and a lot funnier. Mm-hmm. But it's like it's weirdly clean, and it shouldn't be.
I like the beginning. They make a lot of callbacks to beat 'em ups of the time because like the whole premise is essentially like Bad Dudes.
Yeah.
Except you're not saving the president. You're saving your women.
Models.
The women. All the women.
All the members of this world pageant. Mm-hmm. Miss World Pageant.
Right.
Why they're stealing them, I'm not sure what they're going to do with them.
Because everybody's really upset about it.
Right. Yeah. And they carry them off when the thugs come in and carry the models off. It's in Double Dragon style. It looks exactly like Double Dragon because the bad guys have the models thrown over their shoulder with their legs hanging forward, so you see that little bit of panty. Like, I mean, they just totally took it from Double Dragon. It's a nod to that game. So I like that, too.
But, Shay, you chose the girl Hella Fitzgerald.
Yeah, who can kiss guys and charm them to fight for her.
So here in Shake Boy Play, hold on, I'm going to kiss this guy.
Yeah.
I'm good at kissing these guys. Yeah, I'm so hot.
Yeah, we did say that a lot of times because the way you improve your ability to kiss guys to increase your chance of charming them is your hotness.
Yeah.
You put points in your hotness.
Okay.
So,
Tyler, you punch him. I'm going to kiss him. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Also heard at the 4-H club.
That's what we've said at bars, too, a lot of times. Just outside of the game, you know? So.
It's like, we need to play a game that emphasizes our friendship of how I punch guys and you kiss them.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, because Hella's power is to kiss them. Steroid Jackson is just like his special is low, but strength is very high. So I just walk around just punching people.
What is his special?
It was very easy. I don't think he had particular special ability.
So he could, like Jax from Mortal Kombat, he could smash the ground and make a shockwave, which Tyler did not do enough.
It wasn't
in my
good. It wasn't good.
I was
good
always
move.
Trying to unlock. I was always saying, Tyler, you need to use the special moves more. And I would pause. I'm like, I'm going to look at these special moves. Hoping Tyler would get the hint to look at the moves. Now, he says who did better because Steroid Jackson is just a better character overall. So Tyler got complacent in that.
I'm assuming Tyler did better.
It's like if us three played soccer.
Game's biased to me.
And Dave has natural talent and we suck. So he's like, I don't need to practice. I'm already good. But he'll never hone his talent without practicing. And then when we criticize you for not practicing, and you'll be like, I'm already beating you guys. What can you say?
That's exactly what I would say. Yeah. So you're right.
And other characters' powers, right?
Yeah.
So you unlock characters throughout the game, which I thought was
really cool.
And you unlock Kid Justice, right?
And Kid Justice and Officer O'Grady.
Yeah, which they have a strange relationship now that I think about it. Because this kid is very young. Very young.
He's an ex-cop.
And Officer Justice has a mustache. And what they're doing together, we're not sure. But...
usually you unlock characters by beating them in combat and they join you.
Kid Justice jumps around super fast. He's unbelievably fast. But his damage is awful. And then the Officer McGrady guy can tase guys. Remember that? Which looks awesome, but...
It stuns them, but it doesn't do a lot of damage.
Yeah, and I don't think it works against bosses either. So.
That sucks.
And there's a ton of characters. If I can maybe just read through them. Really,
because I chose Steroid Jackson because I didn't like any of the other character options.
Not even the beekeeper?
No, I wasn't drawn to the beekeeper. I figured that would be yours, so I wasn't going to do that.
That's probably a good idea because I got tired of the special ability, which is like what that whole character is based on.
Yeah.
And then like it got to the point where like it was really easy at first, just throwing bees out, and I just kept maxing her bee ability until I got to a boss that I couldn't beat with bees, which really sucked because I didn't upgrade anything else, so I couldn't beat them physically.
And the game seemed to do that because like Shake put a lot into hotness for his kissing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you get to levels where you just can't kiss the enemy, where they're just immune to it.
And
the game's shitty in that regard where it nullifies a character. And if you're put everything in that character, you know, fuck you.
So yeah, I didn't think the design was that good because of that. I wish if they wanted me to make a balanced character, that's fine, but I wish it would have been over a longer span of time as opposed to everything. Okay, bees are working fine. First level, bees are working fine. Second level, bees are working fine. Third level. All right.
Fourth level, start over.
I can't progress any further.
Yeah.
So here's the list of characters.
Okay.
Dr. Karate, which to all the Tadpog listeners out there, that looks very similar to Tyler.
Yeah.
Put Tyler in a like a doctor's, you know, what are those blue things?
Scrubs.
Like, yeah, scrub, and that's Tyler. Sarah Jackson, we talked about. The Beekeeper, we talked about. Hell Fitzgerald, who I was, kissing people. Officer O'Grady, Kid Justice, we talked about. Preston Endicott.
That was Jacob's so character of
Jacob
choice.
Jacob came in, and we unlocked Preston Endicott, who's a secret agent, like 007. Mm-hmm. And I think Jacob at level one was more successful in beating up the enemy than I was with Hell Fitzgerald at like level 13.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, he's...
He's that powerful.
Yeah, he was
huh?
very... He seemed like it, yeah. Maybe he's one of those characters, though, that starts off strong and then...
We don't get into later in the game, yeah, so yeah. Uh-huh.
But he has a gun as a power, and he shoots enemies. He's super fast and strong, it seems like, so...
Is the gun pretty much as effective as you would think a gun
I thought
would
it
be?
Was.
Pretty effective, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Especially since...
There aren't very many long-range weapons.
Okay, and right. The bee.
The bee, yeah. Bees and guns. Yeah. Guns a little bit stronger than the bee.
I don't know.
And, well, that kind of goes to the problem me and Tyler had with it, is we wanted to invite Jacob and other people to play four-player.
Yeah.
Right? But if they do that, their character starts off at level 1, and so ours at level 13. So it's, you know, it's not fun for them if we go to the hard levels where we're trying to advance. Mm-hmm, do you remember that? So,
yep. It's not fun for us playing through it again.
Yeah, we don't want to go through the beginning levels again. That's too easy for us either. So that's a big problem with the game. I'm not sure how they could address it. But
Scott Pilgrim had the same problem.
Okay,
but
I never played it.
I feel like maybe I couldn't give this game a fair chance because Scott Pilgrim is an amazing, amazing beat-em-up.
Mm. So that's what I told Shake.
But it's not on Steam, right?
Oh, my God. No, it's not.
But Castle Crashers is on Steam.
Castle Crashers is on Steam.
I feel like that's about as good as Scott Pilgrim.
I don't know, man. Scott Pilgrim is like, they nailed it. They nailed it. It's like River City Ransom in almost every way. Like, you can tell that they really took inspiration from that game.
Because I feel like the two quintessential beat-em-ups like of current generation are Scott Pilgrim versus the World and Castle Crashers.
Castle Crashers. Castle Crashers is an excellent. And it feels hard. Like a Flash game, but it's still amazing. The art style is amazing.
After playing those two, it's hard for anything not to feel subpar.
I know. So that's why I feel like that definitely colored my perception of the game.
Hmm. Okay. And there's some... Now we get to the characters that me and Tyler did not make it far enough to unlock.
Okay.
The Captain, which was actually a boss Tyler that we fought, but we never thought the French guy, but we didn't realize we unlocked him as a character. Steven Dangler, don't know him. Chairman Kodoshin, I think that's the dragon, your sensei.
Oh,
I think that's him. Quentin LeCoup, Ash Vickers, Zotmeister. We could have got Zotmeister, but we missed him. The Milkman, Lady Chop Chop, no idea who those are. Robot Unicorn, who, in my generosity, I bought you guys Fist Puncher, but... I secretly withheld the robot unicorn character for myself. I did not buy you guys that DLC, only for myself.
That's so fair.
That's one
kernel, you know, that's the cherry on the cupcake that I decided not to give you guys.
And I would have felt guilty if you had.
Yeah.
Because
you didn't play the game.
I did not
much.
Play the game very much, and I probably won't.
But if you would have chose a robot unicorn character, maybe you would have
that. Maybe that would have changed everything.
Yeah, he's a robot and a unicorn.
I do like the sound of that.
Yeah, and you know, one thing is cool about the characters too is you see little kind of like story. How would you say it?
There'll be like little vignettes where when you start a level as a new character, you'll be in like a briefing room,
right?
Where a secretary has like a screen pulled down and they're doing a projector and she's describing the backstory of certain characters to some anonymous boardroom.
Yeah,
right.
So and I thought the backstories like were pretty cool.
Yeah,
I thought they were, and I saw the one for Dr. Karate who I used in Japan before I came here, and you know, it started off no one knows what kind of doctor he was, you know, but he was a doctor. And he had a strong sense of justice.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was kind of cool. So learning the story behind all the characters seems interesting. But there's one other character too, the Lady in Red, who they later added in a patch, who taunts you throughout the game.
The whole game.
And she's apparently the most awesome character. And you have to, apparently the only way to get her is you fight a bunch of enemies with her together. And you have to beat more enemies than she does to prove that you're better than her.
Okay.
And then she'll join you. And I wish we could have, you know, would have had time to do that. So, Tadpog listeners out there, don't forget about the Lady in Red.
We got pretty close to beating the game.
Yeah. And there's a couple other, you know, hints that we can give out too, Tyler. Like, remember there were spikes coming out of the floor?
Yeah.
And one thing, we kept on dying, and then we realized you can just walk at the bottom of the screen and go past the spikes.
Yeah. Completely bypass it.
Yeah.
But really, I think a lot of the enemies are pretty uninspired, just the regular mobs,
because
they're pretty much the same.
Right.
The ninjas you fight occasionally are a little different, but overall, the enemies are pretty much the exact same.
Yeah.
I do like that it plays on the parody of the boss being like a bigger version of it. So you'll just fight really big people mm-hmm. as bosses. I thought that was funny. You know, slightly larger people and then like really, really big people for the big bosses. Mm-hmm. Like the guy who's really into electronic music that you fight, who's mm-hmm. enormous. Mm-hmm. You fight the French guy on the boat
mm-hmm.
who's really... He was hard for us to beat. That I think really we had a pretty easy time except for two circumstances in which like the game, the difficulty just spiked through the roof.
And one of them was the antler guy. Yeah. And me and Tyler almost were like about to quit playing the game. When you fight this big antler guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Who's the leader of some
brother antler. Brother antler. And think me and Tyler had a lot of trouble with him. And that comes to another problem with the game is when we had trouble with enemies, what did we do?
Well, you had to grind to get experience. Yeah, that's
right. We were like, well, let's go play other levels and gain levels and come back when we're stronger. But something's wrong with that in a beat 'em up, right?
Because it's so boring.
Yeah, so boring. You know, it's not an RPG, so something kind of felt wrong with that. And I kind of wish maybe when you fight a boss, they would have just took away your levels and made the damage the same.
Like
you know,
it scales.
Regardless of your level. Right. Yeah. So that way you couldn't just level up and just beat a boss. And, you know, he was really cheap, right, Tyler? But that's how bosses were back in the time. So we brought that up, too.
Yeah.
They had lots of cheap bosses that you would die over and over trying to beat.
But there's a reason we don't anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that was a big criticism of Retro City Rampage.
Yeah.
It was a game they made, like, of all the best games of, like, the 80s and 90s, like early Nintendo and stuff like that. But they also kept in all the really bad, annoying things.
So As a joke.
Yeah, but it's still, like, I mean, you sort of appreciate it in theory, but making it, playing through that is just, it's... Not as frustrating as it was back then. That's like
it's even more frustrating because back then we didn't know any better. We didn't know that was the normal.
Yeah.
But now it's like now that we know that they're doing it on purpose, it's like fuck, man, we get the joke. But holy shit, make this game playable.
Yep.
And I wonder if the developers had an internal argument about that.
They might.
Have, And one developer said, "No, we have to keep it old school. We even have the old school bad stuff to keep it old school." You know. So. That's a cool point. But there's a couple other parts we noticed, too, that didn't... Even the old games, I felt, did better. Like Tyler said, there's very little enemy variation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And picking up weapons is not fun.
Yeah.
Picking up weapons is not fun. Agreed. You know, if you I remember in Double Dragon and stuff, when you picked up a weapon, it was awesome.
Oh, it was badass. Yeah, a bat would knock someone over. Yeah. Like, they had special effects beyond just dealing damage.
You do way more damage just walking around and punching. Mm-hmm. Way more. Like, you pick up a bat, and you don't affect the enemy any differently. They still...
Ayn, we're trying to talk about Fist Puncher in here. Come on.
It's slower, and you do two moves, and then you automatically throw it, which fucked us on one level. Mm-hmm. Like the subway levels, there's always something, there's always a trick to a subway level.
A special criteria to win the game.
And one of them, it's a subway full of lawyers, and they tell you, it's been invaded by prison escapees.
Okay.
And they're like, save us, but if you hit one of us, we're going to sue you. So the condition of the level is, don't hit any lawyers.
Okay.
And there are weapons everywhere. So you hit, and
then you throw it.
You hit a lawyer. Game over. So it was frustrating. The weapons need to be done over.
So you had to avoid the weapons?
Yeah. Enemy variation would help this game a lot.
Uh-huh.
All the characters have a lot of... They're all noticeably played different.
Yeah, and they all sound really interesting.
Yeah, and they have a lot of character. Like, they did great on the character choice.
And me and Tyler, we both wanted to like the game, I felt like, right?
Yeah, I wanted to really like it.
But...
On paper, this sounds great.
Yeah. But it really came to a point when me and Tyler would play it, that we felt like it was our duty to play it because we were going to do a Tadpog for it.
Yeah.
That was the only reason why.
That's a bad sign, a lot of the Super Nintendo games.
Yeah, it should be the opposite where we can't stop ourselves from playing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I applaud you both for your patience because since I've started doing this show with you, Tyler, my patience for a game that I'm not really loving, like, it's paper thin now.
Yeah.
Like, it really is, because we have to play so many damn games.
Mm-hmm. We don't have time to, you know, make ourselves like something.
Yeah.
So.
It's not like when we were 7, you know, and only had, like, if I'd have gotten Fist Puncher when I was 7 or 8, and it's like, that was my game, that was the game that I had, I'd have played that.
And there's so much there, it would have been great. Yeah. It would have been great.
Yeah. And me and Tyler both mentioned multiple times that if this game would have came out when we were in high school for the Super Nintendo, even with its 8-bit graphics, we would have loved it.
Yeah.
And we would have played it every day after high school, like 4-player or something, and just talked while we played it. Because it's a great game to talk while you're playing.
It's good to hang out.
And it's quite repetitive,
And that's a good sign of a beat-em-up. Because they're all like that, like Maximum Carnage and Final Fight. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to... It's nice, because you can just zone out and kill dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awful solo, but it's a good way to hang out with friends.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. And so flaw to Fate of the Final Fight, again, being one player.
Well, the SNES version.
Yeah.
And just a couple other quick things before we get to the beards and glasses part.
All right, all right. What you got?
I like the edutainment facts. Tyler, do you remember those?
Whenever you'd pick up items, you could go into your inventory and it would have an educational fact.
Yeah, cool. And some of them were quite interesting.
Yeah.
Educational facts. Like with the strawberry, it said there's a type of strawberry that exists that you can eat it gelled or you can eat it in a jam. If you eat it in any other way, you'll die. It's poison to the human body. And that's true.
Is that real?
Yeah, we'll get it later.
Did you look it up?
Yeah. And then it said like green pepper. I already knew this though, but green peppers have more vitamin C than orange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, really useful stuff, I thought. Some of them were joking, but some of them were serious.
While I'm thinking about it, one criticism that I have that I discovered today while you weren't there, I wanted to play it I'll finish off one of the bosses by myself before we play.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it because we played, you were first player, I was second player.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't just choose to play by myself. You can't just choose the second player slot and play.
Mm-hmm.
So and you like, could have played, but you would have
had to start with level one character.
Yep. With the level one.
That's a big problem.
Yeah, I can't go to second player slot and choose Saroy Jackson. I'm forced to do the one player slot under my Steam name. So there's no, yeah, I just,
that's
nothing
a problem.
There's nothing I could do.
That's a problem.
Big problem.
But overall, not great. Not bad, just if you've played the other games and you want something to hang out with friends, and it's on sale, it's not a bad choice.
And if you have people to play with you,
yeah.
Like if we were playing four player, you know, it would have been really fun.
Oh, yeah.
With people, like it would have been us three and maybe Josh or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that raises the score up, and then it goes down when you subtract players away.
I think
and
you're
playing
right.
Single player, I mean, I guess it's doable because there's a lot of people on Steam who have beat the game and stuff, and I'm sure they didn't do a co-op, but beating the antler guy. Single player would have been very, very difficult.
Yeah.
You know? I had to take a perk just to be able to beat this guy.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, and I think that's another point in Scott Pilgrim and Castle Crashers camp is that I played both of those games single player, and then I played them again with other people, and it was I never got tired of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was doable first player. I'm sorry, with just one player, but the more people you added, it was just more fun. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like the fun is when you have four people and it gets less fun. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It, like, builds up on it as opposed to tears it down.
See, I could go to play both of those games right now.
I could right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
And I kind of feel like, though, too, like... you know, there's a lot of stuff we didn't see. Like, apparently the ending is supposed to be unforgettably funny. It's supposed to be hilarious, you know? And I kind of brought up the point, too. We don't know why the enemy, who's known as the Milkman, you know, the main boss guy, why he's kidnapping all these pageant ladies. What his plan is. So I guess you find it out later at the end of the game, you know? Mm. But I think that's interesting.
I hope it involves lactation.
Yeah.
Like, I really hope it involves lactation.
So do we have anything else we want to talk about or hit?
So, I mean, solid charm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I give this game like a C if I were to give it like a letter grade.
A C out of 10?
Yep, C out of 10.
I like it.
Yep. If this is a quadratic cake equation and you have four cats,
yes,
this is a C out of 10.
Okay. All right.
To put it on a Conan O'Brien scale.
I can get behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I had a lot of fun today.
Mm-hmm.
We're not done yet.
Nope.
We're not done.
We're not going to scare Shake. Think we're just going to run away.
Right. This is a part in the show, Shake, where we just shut everything down and Tyler and I both run out of the room.
Yep. Like there's something in here to get us.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There is a poltergeist in this room, for real. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game, I don't know, I'm thinking a beard. You got anything? What kind of beard do you think you'd give it?
To reference this movie again, because I feel like it's fitting for this game, the Jean-Claude Van Damme. Just epic Bloodsport.
Wow, bringing the Bloodsport back again.
Jean-Claude Van Damme's character made one friend.
Okay.
One friend.
Yeah.
Which was that big guy, the Harley Davidson fan.
Uh-huh.
So I'd have to give this big guy, Harley Davidson guy's beard. His sweaty, beer-coated, beer and blood-coated beard.
Okay. All right, no bees. I thought I would give this game a beard of bees.
Yeah.
So I've never given a beard before. It's a tadpog first. Mm. In honor of Shake's presence, I would give this game a beard of bees.
It's good.
A circus beard, of course.
And it's entertaining. Don't look at yourself in the mirror or you're really going to freak the fuck out. So.
Or I could give it's the bearded lady. Here's what happened. Someone got mad at the bearded lady, got her drunk, and when she was passed out drunk, they shaved her beard. And she said, I have a backup plan. I'm going to get a beard of bees. That's my beard.
It's good.
Thank you. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game a pair of glasses, which I wear. You don't wear glasses, but I like it when you give glasses.
Mm.
What kind of glasses would you give this game?
Well, I give the glasses from another classic beat 'em up. I know both of you are fans of the show The Simpsons.
Indeed.
And then the arcade beat 'em up, The Simpsons Arcade.
Oh, yes.
So at one point when you later beat Smithers, and the more you hit him, his glasses will crack.
Yes.
So I have to give this half health, half cracked glasses, Smithers glasses.
Oh, God, I love it. Can we, the next time you're in, can we do The Simpsons? Do you mind?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. We're going to play it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've got it.
Okay.
We can figure it out. I mean, we can also do, if you have time, we can also do Resident Evil 2. Yeah. I mean, I'm just jonesing now to play the Simpsons arcade game because I haven't played it since we beat it at Tilt.
Yep.
Which was a
still waiting for Ultimate Mortal Kombat Revisited.
Yeah.
Because the fans demanded it. Damn it. Because the fans demanded it.
Okay.
You guys just scratched the tip of the iceberg. I want to know top Tadpog fatalities.
Okay.
Top Tadpog characters.
We gave
what
you
Tadpog thinks of the web series. So I got tired of watching one episode. The old school cartoon.
I know that web series you're talking about. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
So. We gave you Marriage Rapture, though. I think that pretty much covered all Ultimate Mortal Kombat,
right? I think it's
time
to revisit it. So am I going to tell my grade for it?
Go ahead, if that's what you want.
By the way, I thought this would be really funny and cool, too. Tyler keeps on ruining it when I say it. But
Tadpog,
Tyler, Ashley.
Tad. So,
but no, okay. But see, that's how he ruins it. Because you don't need and in it. A lot of places, when they abbreviate things, they don't mention and. They take and out, right?
So it'd be Tyler, Ashley, Dave?
Yeah. I mean, it's just not listed in the acronym.
Oh, you know? I see.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's an ampersand.
I think Tyler really doesn't want, he doesn't want the A to be Ashley. I think he's trying to stop it.
Yeah, you're encroaching on Tadpog territory.
Yeah. So I'm the A in Tadpog.
What grade would you give it?
No, so.
How many cat's tongues would you give it?
I just wanted to kind of say, so the parts of the game look good individually.
Yeah.
It's like a salad, you know,
okay.
When the parts look good. So the graphics, I think we agree, are great. No problem there. The music was pretty good, did its job. You know, they did a lot to add depth to it. 17 characters, tons of perks, special abilities.
They cared about their product.
Yeah, they obviously put a lot of love into it. It doesn't come together well, though. There's something missing. Even though all the parts are individually good, it's not coming together quite right. Yeah. And I hate to say that because I really wanted to love this game. So, and then again, your enjoyment with this game is going to be almost completely dependent on how many people you're playing it with. So
yeah, agreed.
If you're playing it with four players, I would say it's probably an 8 or an 8.5, 1 out of 10. And then it goes down 3 players, 2 players, 1 player. And if you're just playing it one player, I would say maybe 6
cat tongues?
Yeah.
Out of 10 cat tongues.
Your description made me think of like, if you were to put this in middle school girl terms, to where like a middle school girl will pick their perfect man, and they have so-and-so's eyes and so-and-so's lips, and they cut them out of a magazine and glue them on a piece of construction paper, and it looks fucked up.
That's weird science, son. That ain't middle school girl shit. That's weird science straight up. Yeah.
But the girl looks good in Weird Science.
Yeah, she
does. I just want to talk like the cutout that you have on the wall.
Well, their cutout, or their little, that didn't look good until she came out.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. And the middle school girls would keep that in their locker, and it would always be scary when they opened their locker because there'd be this monstrosity.
We can call back a really old reference, like a very early Tadpog, some of Exalted Lord Micah
produced
fan art Beard Science.
Yes.
From, 40 episodes ago.
Lord Mike, can we please get an upgrade to the Beard Science photograph?
Beard Science 2.
Can we add Ashley Shake to Beard Science, please?
You can find him on Facebook.
Yes.
And there's two real small points I liked about the game, too.
Okay.
Like, one is, and I'm not saying I like this.
All right.
I don't like violence against women, and I'm not a racist because I voted for Barack Obama.
But how does that make you not like violence against women?
I need you to prove that. So, because you didn't
Did you vote for Hillary in the primaries and then vote for Obama?
Yeah.
He didn't fight the girl who threw him out of her apartment.
That's true.
So that's,
he didn't punch her in the face.
Yeah. There we go.
He didn't try to kiss her and make her be on his team.
That's pretty good. Yeah. But in the beginning, when you first start fist punch her up, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but it's actually an incredibly violent intro. You hear like a punching sound, then you hear this horrible 8-bit digitized female scream.
Right.
And it's a female. They just beat, and then they sling her over her shoulder. And that's how every time you start, Fist Puncher starts up. So
mm-hmm. yeah.
I kind of was thought that's a really dark, violent way to start it up.
It was kind of creepy. I have to be honest.
Oh, really?
It did off-put me
really?
A little bit because like Nikki was in the room with me and it's like whenever I kind of, there are things in video games that make me cringe now mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. I'm married that never ever, like when I was younger in mm-hmm. my 20s, never would have bothered me. But like now all of a sudden, like that intro, she was in the room with me and I was like, oh God, like.
This now, is what I'm playing.
Right, exactly. It's like now I'm like kind of resigned to like, oh, this is how this is going to be. Okay.
And then another part is we just, it was a level, one of the last levels we made it to where the prisoners take over the train and you can't hit the lawyers because the lawyers will sue you. And if you hit a lawyer, you're out. Mm-hmm. You lose the game. You lose the level. And what will happen, a prisoner will grab you by the throat and then pull out a shiv.
Uh-huh.
From their back pocket and then stab you brutally in your side and blood pours out.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty.
That's a cool. Yeah.
I like that. See, I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm. So the two just little small.
You're not in there like, I'm with Nikki and an escaped prisoner. Yeah. And whenever the guy picks it up, pulls it out, I'm like, oh, fuck.
No, even
this thing. Oh, now he's going to. Oh.
No, even the escaped prisoner, I'd be like, that's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. Please don't do that to me.
And then here's a Tadpog hint. You remember how on GamePro they had pro tips?
Oh, hell yes.
Tadpog tips. I think you guys should have this for every time.
Okay.
A Tadpog tip. To
Scary
help
Larry's
the game.
Corner.
Yeah. Tadpog tip is if you're wanting the game experience, uh-huh. don't go onto the secret level.
Yeah. Because
there's a secret level. Yeah. It's an arcade machine.
Okay.
It's called Horror Survival. And it looks awesome because you're going to fight zombies. Just never any waves of zombies and they get stronger. And we thought this will be a great way to gain experience. We did it twice and then we realized, wait a minute.
Not gain experience.
Yeah. It's just a mini
game.
That's
one of the only place in the game I think that you don't gain experience.
So you can't grind. Yeah. You know, on any sort of old, you have to go through old content if you want to gain levels. Yeah. There's no nice way to get levels to beat something.
Are the secret levels at least? Is it fun? The Horror Survival.
It is, but if you're not gaining levels for it, then we feel like we're wasting our time.
But it's fun though. Would you say it's more fun than the actual game?
The secret level? No.
Okay. No.
Okay,
good. I was waiting for Towers.
No. Right. I liked finding the secret keys all over the game and then going to the graveyard.
We did a good job of that.
And you would go and unlock and free people that were stuck in a graveyard.
So it's like a mausoleum. It's kind of like Shadowrun a little bit.
Yep.
Because you free the shaman.
Yeah.
And the cemetery.
Yep.
You think it's a callback to that at all, or do you think it's just
coincidental? Okay. Yeah.
And how each female you rescue, they say thank you in their native language.
Oh, okay.
That was a nice tip.
Yeah,
So when we rescued the one from Japan, that's when my Japanese skills came into play. And I translated arigato for Tyler.
So what does that mean? Arigato?
Yeah.
What does that mean, Jake?
Yeah. She didn't say
it was a bro time
gozaimasu?
Moment. No, she didn't say the polite form. That's the polite form. Yeah. She didn't respect us that much.
Yeah, really. I think she would like really respect you for rescuing her, right?
Yeah.
So we're about an hour in now.
Yes.
I feel like I should ask.
Uh-huh.
Anybody call us?
We did have some people call us.
Yeah.
We had a lot of people call us.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear from them?
I do.
Okay, you have to edit this episode, so this might run long.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right. I'll just cut Shake out entirely.
Yeah.
just going to be a weird edit.
You just have the stories about Shake, but cut me out. Still can't believe you guys didn't give me a proper intro like you got Josh and Jacob.
I was going to, but you ruined it. I was going to be a nice surprise for you.
I'm just sitting here. I'm like, when do I get to talk? I'm writing messages to Dave.
If you were current on the show, you'd understand
yeah,
it.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. First caller.
Hey, Tadpog. It's Paul Korn again, just coming at you with a question. Do you guys go to any conventions? Like, I know you mentioned Dragon Con in some of your earlier episodes, but I was kind of wondering if there's anything more local to you guys, because I know that we don't live ridiculously far from each other, and I'm trying to expand my horizons, and I just wondered if you knew about anything up in Kentucky that maybe I didn't. So looking forward to hearing about that. But keep up the good work. I'll talk to you later.
Gaming conventions in Kentucky.
There's one in Paducah.
There is one in Paducah.
Mm-hmm.
OMG Con.
Yep.
I've never been. This. I want to go, and I wanted to go last year, but something was going on.
We were doing something else, yeah. It was a weird nexus of like six different things we had to do that weekend.
No, it was ridiculous.
So, yeah.
But I want to go because we do go to Dragon Con, and I think we got some new listeners from Dragon Con. I'm totally want to go to OMG Con for a completely selfish reason, and that is to pass out Tadpog cards.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I went one day, like 2 years ago. Sean McElwain and I went, and we got in for free because it was like the last half of the last day, and we just went in and played one board game and then like two D&D games, and then it was over. So it looked like just what you'd expect from your local hometown's version of a con.
That's why you guys got to push it to the next level.
See, that's what I was kind of wondering. Like, mm-hmm. are we bad enough dudes to do a panel, a video game panel at mm-hmm. OMGCon?
We're on Eyeless Paducah, mm-hmm. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, might be something to actually consider.
Okay. I'll consider it.
you do not sound convinced.
I'll consider it.
Do not sound convinced at all. How? Okay.
Is that chef that talks about fingering fat girls? Yeah. I'm having a panel about it.
Oh, you don't want the local renown. Okay, I see. I understand now.
That is his wife's just the priest, isn't it? Yeah, let's go talk to him. Okay.
If you want, we can have someone stand in for you.
That'd be good.
Shay can be there, and we can draw a beard.
Arrested Development will do a surrogate.
Right? You've got the camera on your forehead. All right, I love it. Have you been to any conventions in Japan?
No, there's a ton.
Yeah.
I've never been to one, no. Mm. When you guys come visit me in Japan, we could do that. We could make a Tadpog special about it. And we could even change the Tadpog music from the beginning to like a real oriental sound of theme. Tadpog from Japan. Because that's not racist.
That's not racist at all, no. I mean, you live in Japan.
Yeah,
so it's
that's
fine.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I voted for Barack Obama. Fine, right. I live in Japan. How can they say I'm racist?
Thank you, Paul Korn.
Yes, thank you, Archivist Korn. We really appreciate it. Next call.
Ted Talk, AV Dibs calling again. Thanks for taking my call last week. I was pretty excited when I heard that you were going to be doing Ken Griffey Jr. baseball. I had thought that you were doing Ken Griffey Jr. Presents Major League Baseball from 94.
When he invented it.
Not winning runs. IGN really guided you guys wrong, in my opinion, because I pulled up a ROM of winning run. I think I'd rented it back in the day, but I pulled up a ROM of it, and it just is not a good game. The prior one from 94 is fun, it's arcadey, but it still feels like baseball. And that's what is so great about it. You know, the sprites are big and colorful, and you can read the uniforms, and every team is recognizable as the team it's supposed to be. And, you know, I feel like on 16-bit hardware, you have to go arcadey, or because you can't do a sim. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Winning Run kind of tried to do a sim. The prior game also had fielding assist. So if you got in the vicinity of the ball, the fielder would get under it, and that made it a lot easier. So I don't know what IGN was thinking, making Winning Run the spot on the list and not the prior game, Ken Griffey Jr. Presents MLB, because I think you guys would have enjoyed the prior installment a lot more. As far as suggestions for the podcast, I do have one request, and that would be, please stop mentioning buttholes on Facebook, because I would have no problem sharing your posts of the podcast. But when the description talks about buttholes so much, I really don't feel like I can, because the only people I know on there are former work colleagues and family members.
They have buttholes. Listen,
I know
everyone has buttholes.
Buttholes are part of the fabric of Tadpog, and I accept that. That's fine. But I would be a lot more likely to share it if it wouldn't mention them almost every week. So anyway, thanks a lot. Keep up the good work again. And hopefully your next sports game will actually be the correct installment of that sports game. I don't know if IGN just assumed that the later version must be better, but it's a completely different game. And the game from 94 is much better than Winning Run. So anyway, take it easy. Bye.
Just from your description alone, Presents sounds like a much better game. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I don't know if maybe IGN put it in the list because Winning Run was a rare game.
Probably. They're just sucking Rare's dick because that was the heyday.
And I don't know because
sucking Rare's dick.
The heyday.
Tyler doesn't actually talk like this in real life. I think he's like making himself over Tyler for the
You're only
contest.
Around me once a year. Yeah. This is how I talk character. Now. Yeah. I just always talk about just sucking dick.
It's always how he talks around dick. Me. Maybe it's just how you talk around
it's
me.
It's my subliminal.
That's a big accusation.
It's just sucking a dick. Yeah. It's just sucking a dick, Dave. Sucking a dick.
I
sucking
respect
my dick,
Tyler
Dave.
When he talks,
you know,
like that.
When I came back to America, because there's a lot of TV shows I'm missing, right? And one of them is Duck Dynasty. So, you know, when I come back to America and I see the Facebook feed, Duck Dynasty, Duck, I'm like, what's this show? Mm. I've heard about shows like Game of Thrones and Justified, and you guys know I'm in the Walking Dead.
Duck Dynasty's a big
It didn't really cross over. And so this guy in Duck Dynasty apparently said something bad about gay people. We caught a lot of fire. But really, that's, I mean, compared to what Tyler just said, in the video game world, IGN sucking Rare's dick. I mean, that's a hard accusation out there. I mean, I could see if Tadpog was a little bit more popular, IGN might actually respond.
I wish they would. Yeah. IGN, I beg of you.
And they would say, this is why we don't, and this is why we don't accept his
IGN, you know? Tell me why you don't suck Rare's dick. Thank you. I want to know.
Drop the mic, walk out.
Boom. But thank you, Baby Dibs.
Yes, thank you. It sounds, I like it when sports games are more arcadey.
Yeah, me too.
Like NBA Jam, for example. Mm-hmm. That is not a sim in any stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way I can enjoy sports games is when they make it fun.
Mm-hmm. And NBA Jam was extremely popular, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Oh, and it was fun.
And another one called World Series Baseball for the Sega Saturn, Aaron Pyatt.
Okay.
Had that. And I played it, you know, when he lived beside me. And that was one of the few baseball games I really liked. Mm.
As far as the buttholes go, keep it 100.
Oh, so yeah, that's a good point, because apparently, Tadpog Lizards, last year was my first year back in 3 years, and apparently, I don't remember this, but I was always saying keep it 100.
Oh, yes.
Keep it 100. I just remember saying it once or twice and very scientifically explaining the story behind it.
No.
But apparently, it's just nonstop for a week.
It was nonstop.
Keep it 100, keep it 100. I stay 100.
It was nonstop for the last night that you were in.
Really?
It was kind of peppered in before then, but your last night, it was hammered in. Mm-hmm. You were like, I have to make my mark, and I recognized that, and I said, you know what? Shake's right. We need to keep it at 100.
So did you guys use that as a quote on your website or something? Mm-hmm.
On the Facebook page.
Yeah, that's the Facebook page. Okay.
That was our description for the longest time. I think it's still up.
Yep.
We keep it
at
100.
Have you explained to the listeners where that comes
no.
from? No. So it comes from what, because I'm a huge 3-6 Mafia fan.
Yeah, you are.
You know, y'all know me. I like it hard. Hard rap, hard rock.
That's how you roll.
And apparently on one of the YouTube videos with, you know, all the 3-6 Mafia guys are basically gone. It's just Juicy J and DJ Paul now. And when one of the guys left, he had this kind of, I gotta be careful what I'm saying. I don't have anyone hurt me, but a hypnotized camp posse guy I'm not too fond of named Jelly Roll.
Okay.
I like him as a person.
Okay.
I'm like so careful.
Are you worried he's gonna show up in Japan and shoot
because
you?
He actually lives in Tennessee. They're not super popular, that they're not untouchable, you know? But Jelly Roll was interviewing him, and you could tell Jelly Roll was just really upset that one of the guys was leaving 3-6 Mafia. And later on, maybe I can give you the link and you can link to it on the webpage to that YouTube video. And he keeps on asking him, but why? No, why are you leaving, man? Why are you leaving? And he's just really upset, and it's a big deal. And the guy who's leaving keeps on, you know, beating around the bush. I don't remember, it was Scarecrow. I can't remember exactly who it was at the time. But and finally, he says, okay, guys, everyone's posting to my chat now. They just want to know, Scarecrow, why are you leaving 3-6 Mafia? Just tell us, you know? And he pauses real dramatically and he goes, you know, man, I keep it 100. You know, I don't do 95, 98. I sure ain't 65, 68, not 73, not 74, not 99.5, not 99.9. Keep it 100. And if they don't keep 100, then I'm keeping 100, then, you know, there it goes. There it goes, you know. And I was, and you could see Jelly Roll's face, and he was like, man, I see it now.
He respected
it. I understand. And I kind of respected it, because obviously, probably because of legal issues or something, he didn't want to tell the real reason. But he said, you know, I keep it 100, and they don't, is what he was saying.
I wish everyone could have seen you while you did that impression, because, like, Shake disappeared. For, like, 30 seconds, Shake disappeared.
He was Scarecrow.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I said that so many times last year, but I did, apparently a lot, yeah.
And it meant a lot to us, and it actually inspired us to start doing the podcast.
I'll try to find the video and put in the show notes.
I was asking myself, how can I keep it at 100?
Yeah.
Because I obviously don't have mad rhyming skills, but maybe we can talk about some games, because we do that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But baby, how about this, Baby Deebs? Dibs, and I keep saying Deebs because they're not ancient. Baby Dibs. So you listen to Fist Puncher, and
maybe
the post for Fist Puncher, no mention of buttholes.
No buttholes.
Zero mention of buttholes. But I'm going to be watching to see if you share.
But let's, for the rest of this show, let's mention buttholes as many times as we can.
Mm-hmm.
That way when he shares it on Facebook and the people listen, there's still that little bit of shame for him.
Yeah, there you go. They get rid of him.
All right.
Because he just said, just in the
tag. In the description, right.
Yeah, so what's so the content's
is,
fine.
This is not in the description.
Oh, sorry, one more thing.
Is this about buttholes?
Yeah, it's about his comment about IGN.
Okay.
Is, I think y'all should be more open and confronting IGN about the place.
I just said they were sucking Rare's dick. What do you mean?
No, okay.
I mean, hella confrontational.
Okay, okay. But I mean, as far as their terms of giving, you know, like ranking Illusion of Gaia as a worse game than like that baseball game you mentioned.
Yeah.
You know? Because you guys both really obviously enjoyed Illusion of Gaia. And it sounds to me like there's been a lot of games after that you have not enjoyed. So I think it's time for you to really kind of call IGN out, or at least that one guy who wrote up the list, and say, How is this game 25 places above?
I want to get him on the show. I want to get the guy who wrote that blog post.
We need to
show.
just email him, call him, tweet at him. So from the when we do Legend of Zelda, or I guess a Tadpog wrap up afterward, we'll talk about the whole 100 list.
I want to know what he's going through.
Get him on
when he wrote it.
I had a deadline to meet.
Exactly. That's exactly what I think. He, unlike us, did not spend 2 years doing it. So maybe we should cut him a little slack.
He did this in an afternoon.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I got to go home. I got to meet my wife at Fridays. okay. Legend of Zelda. Done.
Yeah.
Our next call, it shows, as you can see, it's from St. Zach. Although I'm concerned because Google normally translates these calls, and it says unable to transcribe this message.
Nice.
So I don't know what we're in for.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, so Zach is at MTV Spring Break, and he's shouting about Tadpog. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Was he really at MTV Spring? No. Because it sounds like he was getting pretty crunk. It sounds like he was keeping 100.
He was hanging out
like
with Pauly Shore.
1,000 maybe. I mean, you just want to jump in the phone and just join that party, right? Just jump in. You can tell what's going on with that.
They had Zach, and Pauly Shore was there. They were talking about Pauly Biodome.
JWoww and Snooki, they were screaming about Tadpog.
Oh, man. Kurt Loder even had like a little segment where he talked about how we should be very careful about how much alcohol we consume during spring break.
Fucking Kurt Loder. That's my tattoo. Fucking Kurt Loder.
Oh, I like that as a tattoo. That should be a Vigor in Bioshock. Kurt Loder just appears and then you fire him at an enemy.
He lectures them and they just grumble.
Thank you. Thank you, St. Zach, for, I assume, Happy New Year wishes. We got another call, Tyler.
Yeah.
And Shake.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Lord Michael Perdue here with this week's Would You Rather. I apologize for the disappearing act last week, end of the year sales and Christmas and everything else. Shit got a little crazy. But this week's Would You Rather, referencing back to the Wednesday's episode, I wanted to do a Would You Rather Tim Allen edition.
Oh, yes.
By the way, totally sent him a message on Twitter. Hasn't responded as of yet. I don't know why, but, you know, fingers crossed on that one. Would you rather sit down and watch the entire run-through of Home Improvement, start to finish, nonstop,
so a Tuesday. Run-through,
or would you rather watch every movie Tim Allen has made, start to finish? Definitely going to go with Home Improvement. Galaxy Quest is about the only decent movie I can think of right off the end that he's made. The rest of them are kind of nasty and shitty and horrible. And everything else, Toy Story, But, yeah, just totally Home Improvement and totally only for Pamela Anderson later in the series.
Earlier in the series.
But that's my answer. Look forward to your guys' answer. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, as always, for calling Lord Mike.
Exalted Lord Mike.
Lord Mike. Yeah. I don't want to get him mad at me.
I saw his tweet at Tim Allen. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he has not responded to us either. I think we're a little too small for Tim Allen. We're not on Tim Allen's radar.
No one is. Like Mark Maron's been trying to get him on for years. He won't come on.
Oh really?
No way.
There's no way we're gonna get him.
It's too big. Everybody.
Okay.
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement definitely for me. Shake. What do you think?
Did you guys know Home Improvement was actually, I think for 1 or 2 years, the number one rated show?
I believe it. I believe it.
Just for 1 or 2 years. But
not,
still,
and not for the network either, right?
No, for like the overall, all of TV in America.
I believe
all of TV in America.
That show, it was huge. I remember all of my teachers even talking about it, you know? Mm-hmm.
It got a Super Nintendo game. It's pretty prestigious.
It did get a Super Nintendo game. Mm-hmm. So you would say Home Improvement as well, or would you rather watch all those movies?
No, Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Home Improvement. Mm-hmm. Across the board. Four in. Thank you, Exalted Lord Mike.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to have the Would You Rather back.
Yep.
I can't wait for next one.
Hey, Tadpog, it's Paul Korn again. Just coming in with another question. Have either of you guys ever had the most brilliant idea, the kind of thing that you thought would make you rich or famous or whatever, and then just the most cursory amount of research revealed that someone on the internet or somewhere else had just already done it a billion times better than you? my own story on this. I had a guy that lived down the hall from me in college, and he was really good at playing guitar. Like, he could play a lot of songs by ear and that kind of stuff. And he also did a dead-on Kermit the Frog impression. And so gears start turning into my head, and naturally, I come up to him, and I'm like, dude, we need to get a camera, and then we need to have you do your Kermit voice and do a cover of Hurt by Nine Inch Nails. And, you know, we were like, yes, this is going to be awesome. We're going to get so many views and magical internet points or whatever, you know. And we go to YouTube and we're like, I wonder if anybody's done anything like this. They had done that exact song. They had put together an entire music video with puppets and everything, and it's amazing. That's something for the show notes right there. But it just completely crushed me that someone was that in my head, because who else would have thought of that? Apparently other people. So keep up the good work. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thanks for the second call, Archivist Corn. I have an answer.
It's not my answer, but I have a story.
Okay,
so
please.
You may go first. Because I remember going over to Josh Nance's The Game, Sean Miller is in his game, and Miller was really excited, and he called me. He's like, I got something I want to tell you when we get to Josh's.
In his D&D game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, not in-game. Well, before we go over there, he called me.
But you said in Josh's game. You mean in Josh's Dungeons & Dragons
game,
right?
Yes. Okay. So then he calls me and tells me, I'm super excited. I got to tell you about this. So we get over there, and he's like, all right, man. I got this million-dollar idea. Like, I want you to get behind it. I know Dave's internet savvy. He can help us with, like, I want all of us to do this, and we're going to make so much money. Let's go, all right, what's your idea? He's like, all right, so you know how all these computer games and stuff like that, and the way computer technology constantly changes and gets worn out, you know, you need to know what you can play. So I want to make like a site or a product that you just like click on it, and then it reads your computer and then tells you how well you can play this game. I mean, I think I make crazy money.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like nodding. Like, oh, I'm gonna let him finish.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I just don't know what I would call it. I was like, how about canIplayit.com? He's like, yeah, that's awesome. I was like, well, good, go check it out then. Oh, he's just so like Charlie Brown style, dejected, lowers his head, music plays, and he walks away slowly.
That is a really good idea. And it's kind of even implemented on Windows now.
Oh, with the scores about what you can do better. Yeah.
Yeah. I had that problem with this show because there's a million video game podcasts. Mm. But we knew that going in. Mm-hmm. We figured we've got a good enough product. We've got, no one else has got Tyler. No one else has got Tyler. Mm-mm. No one else has got Dave. Mm-mm. Let's give it a shot.
Yeah. It's true. No one else is doing one episode per Super Nintendo game in a list.
Right.
So we got
fill that.
That
niche.
Yep.
Shay, has that ever happened to you before?
Man, guys, I lost track of what you're talking about. I just heard Kirby playing Hurt from Nine Inch Nails. I'm going, what? What's this guy talking? Maybe I'm not up to date with technology. Or how is this connected to your Tadpog? I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I'm trying. Let's just move on, baby.
I'm sorry. I want you at every episode. This is awesome.
Thank you, Archivist.
Nine Inch Nails is my favorite band. Tyler knew that.
Mm-hmm. I remember you used to make a big deal about Quake. Look at those boxes. They have Nine Inch Nails on
them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they had a Nine Inch Nails logo. I remember. Yeah. And the music to that game was Nine Inch Nails.
It was made by Trent Reznor.
Yeah,
it
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yeah, I misspoke. Mm-hmm. It was Trent Reznor. And you are a fan. true fan. All right, our last call is from someone you may recognize.
Nice.
Our guest host for the Super Star Wars episode.
Mm. Hey, Tadpog. Groundskeeper Wiley here. First, I wanted to call and say congratulations on number 50. Halfway is a huge milestone. Way to go, guys. I also wanted to say how much I enjoyed the Super Ghouls and Ghosts episode that I just finished. Mm. I don't know if it was the game or all the stripper talk, maybe both, but I could hear the smile in your voices and Dave's sexy post-cold deep rasp. It's classy. They're a quality podcast. Keep up the good work. Thirdly, just call it a twice-a-week podcast. Semi-weekly is technically right and sounds stuffy, and I totally take the blame for that. And with apologies to whatever saint or sinner called it in, bi-weekly is just completely wrong. And lastly, thank you for encouraging people to play old games. I had some vacation time in December, so I picked up Final Fantasy III for the Super Nintendo, mm-hmm. or Final Fantasy VI, mm-hmm. if you want to call it that. What a great game.
Yeah, we do.
I'm sure it's much, much higher on the list than you guys are right now.
It's top five.
It's on the list. So I can't wait to hear you talk about it now that I've actually played it. I'm about halfway through, about to start the World of Ruin. I think that's halfway. We'll see. So keep having fun, guys. I look forward to 50 games more fun than the 50 you've played so far. God willing, I'll be listening. Peace.
Awesome.
Thank you, Wiley. Well, see, he's too good to just be groundskeeper. Because we discussed it, he should be Maester Ammons.
Ooh.
Maester Ammons.
Hmm. Or can we just give him, can we upgrade him just from groundskeeper? Can we make him, because what I misunderstood you, I thought you said Mason. Mason Ammons. And I like that. Like, that's a really good upgrade.
Mm, okay. Then eventually be Illuminati Ammons.
Right.
Eventually.
Right. That's his final form.
Because he's been texting me. While he's been playing Final Fantasy VI.
So glad he's playing that.
He's
so
loving it. Loving it. He's texting me about the opera scene.
Oh, man,
And about Locke. And he's just loving it. Loving it. He and Laura both are playing. They're playing through it together.
We need to figure out something to do for Final Fantasy VI. Like, we have to do something special. Because that game is so near and dear to so many of... It's near and dear to me and to you. Mm-hmm. And I think almost every guest host we've had on the show.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I mean, that belongs in the top five.
We just have to, yeah.
But first, you're going to do Ultimate Mortal Kombat Reboot.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
because
right.
The fans demanded it, damn it. Everyone, check my Tadpog post.
Uh-huh.
Everyone, go to Tadpog.com and look at Ultimate Mortal Kombat.
Right.
Where I've written that. And so I'm still waiting every day. When I go to Tadpog webpage, I click refresh. Nope. Not revisited yet, but I'm sure it will be soon.
Apparently, we're keeping it at 95.
Yeah.
I'll change it on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Keep it 95.5. Anybody else?
That's all the calls we've got.
Okay.
Do we have people to thank this week?
We do. So I'll roll through this quickly because we're running late. So for Facebook shares, Marques Nicole, Saint Zach, Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue, Marquis Kevin Link, Paul Kluel, Baron Paul Kluel.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob should have a, I guess he's Marquis.
He's a Wolf Fighter.
Yeah.
So maybe Gladiator? Lupine Gladiator?
Lupine Gladiator Jacob York. So for Twitter, Chandra Martinez, Impresario Tony, Baron Drew, Lord Mike of Purdue, Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue.
Yes.
Wolf Gladiator Jacob York. Okay. No, and Lord Dennis.
Yes.
Grand Prosecutor Kyle Gilday.
Say it right.
Marques Nicole and... It's Laura's title. Laura is...
She is correspondent.
Correspondent Laura mm-hmm. Ammons. And a 5-star review.
Yes, I love it.
From Chandra Nitz.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That.
Really do appreciate mm-hmm. that. It really does help people find... I don't even make sense. It really helps people who don't know about our show find it on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. that's really the only way they can find us is by typing in video games. And iTunes will recommend podcasts to them. Mm. And they recommend it based on these 5-star reviews. So the more we have, the better.
And now she has a chance of winning one of my Goosebumps books.
Yeah, that's a touchy subject because I still have this Goosebumps book sitting here on my bookshelf. I haven't mailed it out yet.
That's for Archivist Corn. That one's already saved, dated.
I know. And he's going to get it. I'm going to mail it. We need to sign it, though, tonight.
Okay.
Because that's been the holdup is that we haven't signed it.
Okay.
And we promised that we would sign
we'll
it.
We'll do that.
Shake
and bear witness.
Yes. You're a notary, right?
Yeah.
But thank you very much for coming on.
No, I want to thank you guys because I'm still going slowly, 19 minutes each time through the Tadpogs, and sometimes yours goes an hour and a half or an hour and 45 minutes. But I was shocked to hear that Tyler did make an Ashley Shake reference
mm-hmm.
almost every single episode. So I still enlist.
It's like I love you or something. I don't know. It's like we've been best friends since like third grade.
Think,
I don't know.
I still
he punches,
think,
you kiss.
Still think I should have got a proper intro, but maybe y'all have gone through my bio in a previous episode. Like you've gone through my blood type and my date of birth and everything. So
your power level?
Yeah.
Your mutant power level?
Yeah. I really do like the show. And, I think I was the first one on Steam to put the Tadpog banner on my Steam profile.
Well, you're in charge of our Steam. You are. And we mentioned that on a previous show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another way you guys can get listeners too, is if you push it on Steam.
Mm.
Yeah.
Steam Captain? Mm-hmm. Should that be Shake's title? Steam Captain Shake?
Steam Captain Shake. He's not smiling, so he's like, no, that's okay.
That's fine.
We'll keep working on it.
If you come up with a better name, let us know mm-hmm. on Steam.
Mm-hmm. Then wait for us to rate it up or comment on it. Just wait.
Right.
Just wait.
And then we'll like it mm-hmm. and rate it up.
All right. I'm excited.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. So don't miss next episode. We'll be talking about IGN's 50th ranked game, Yoshi's Cookie.
Yoshi's Cookie. Wily
not
already...
Yoshi's Island.
No.
No. Yoshi's Island is much higher.
So Yoshi's Cookie is better than Illusion of Gaia.
Yep.
according to IGN.
I've never even heard of Yoshi's Cookie before. Wow.
Yeah, Soul Blazer. Like, it's way better.
Yoshi's Sounds like Cookie. IGN sucking Nintendo's dick.
You better watch it. You better watch Nintendo coming down.
We didn't mention buttholes enough. I just remember.
It's going to be like Duck Dynasty, except it's going to be can't believe...
It's like IGN's rimming out Nintendo's asshole.
Yeah, yeah. All that Tadpog merchandise in Walmart, it's not going to sell anymore to the gay community.
While you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Give the show a 5-star rating. Write a review. Mm-hmm. Good stuff probably happens.
Yeah.
Good stuff will eventually happen. Give us your address and good stuff might happen eventually.
Might happen. Might happen. Bad thing. Horrible things might happen.
It's random.
We just roll the die.
Yep.
Like Tyler said, thanks for listening and thanks for being on the show, Shake.
No, thank you. It's an honor.
If you can't get enough Tadpog goodness, you can always find us on tadpog.com or facebook.com/tadpog. That's where Lord Matt will post awesome art of Tyler as the Cloud of Negativity. So if you're not there, go there because you may enjoy it. There's some awesome people doing awesome things. You can also find us on Twitter at @tadpog_podcast. We really appreciate the retweets that people have been doing for us. It really, whenever I see that, whenever it pops up on my feed, it makes me smile when I'm at work, not wanting to be there. So thank you. Also, if you want to be one of the cool people that calls us and leaves us a voicemail for us to play on the show, you can call Tadpog Hotline. That is at 270-883-2555.
Yeah.
I'm exercising my ability to read upside down.
Yep. I saw you glancing.
Tyler's notes.
They can also, if they don't want to call in with questions, if they're embarrassed, if they're shy, if they haven't got overcoming shyness yet, they can always email us, tyler@tadpog.com.
Right.
dave@tadpog.com. Right. tylerdave.com, probably not.
Maybe won't work.
Maybe we'll get that one day.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. But probably not, because tyler.com is probably really expensive.
It's very expensive.
Really expensive. We can look it up right now if you want.
I made it, and I'm not going to sell it.
Yeah. Tyler, our intro song.
I think you should have Shake.
Oh, okay. Shake, we have a test. I forgot because we haven't had a new guest host on for a long time. We have a test that we normally keep a surprise, so neither of us would have told you this.
Okay.
Can you tell me our intro song? What's the name of our intro song?
Moves by Sycamore Drive.
Nice. Boom. He's
nailed
there.
It. He's double there. Rail. Yeah. Do you know where they can find a link to that track?
On your tadpog.com webpage.
Nice.
Yeah. Show notes. Right. It's an abbreviated version, but
show notes on tadpog.com. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm very, very impressed. I'm proud. I've never been so proud of a guest host.
But I'm betting you don't know what our sign-off word is now.
Oh.
Our sign-off catchphrase.
Well, that came much later.
That came much later. I know he's not there yet.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know.
So until next time, Tropical Capricorn.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Tropical Capricorn. Right.
And I'm Ashley Shake. Yeah. I voted for Barack Obama, so I want to be let in the black people-only parties. Thank you.
Okay, go for it.
This is Tadpog. Welcome to Tadpog. Time to play old games. Welcome to Tadpog. We're going to Tadpog. Playing Tower Tape at old games. Tadpog.